KDJC, KA3JCA. Are you listed, Jerry? KA3JCA, clear to this way.
Hey, Richard. I just had to walk upstairs to get on the radio. N4DJC.
Oh, okay. KA3JC with N4DJC. How are you doing today, sir?
Just had a couple of thawed out White Castle hamburgers for lunch.
White Castle's here.
Get them frozen at Walmart or some of the other stores, and they're not half bad, really. It's not as good as the real thing is, and I like Crystal Soup. It's the closest Crystal now, I think, is in Commerce. They closed the one. There was one on Woodruff Road in Greenwood. They closed it a few years ago. And a couple of other ones in the state, but I don't think there's anything in South Carolina right now. The closest one is Commerce in Georgia. So I tried them out several years ago, and I didn't think they were that good, but they've changed it now. Just comes a little two-pack, pop in the microwave for about 30 seconds and flip them over and give them about another 25, 30 seconds on the other side, and they're tolerable.
If I could get Sully to pick some up at Walmart, then. So, yeah, I heard you and Tom talking there earlier, but my health care nurse was here doing some wound care, so I couldn't pick up the radio.
We had to go out for a little while this morning to run a couple of errands. Excuse me. We're headed over to Greenville this afternoon for my granddaughter's concert, it looks like.
Oh, okay. What time are you going to that?
Pick them up, but today the grandson's got a little cough, and so he didn't sound too good, so they're going to take him to the doctor, so we may just go to the concert. It's at 6 o'clock. She goes to that Fisher Metal over there on Millennium. It's just not a bad drive for us at home.
I've actually driven by that school a couple of times because I go over to the my cardiologist and endocrinologist there on Innovation Drive, and then sometimes I come back home that way.
Okay, this is STEM school. I think they had a choice of there or maybe another school or two, but that's only about, it's probably less than a mile and a half from the house, so it's easy to get there and back. And grandson's over at Sarah Collins. This is his last year, Sarah Collins, so they're both there at Fisher for next year, and then Jail Man, I guess, next school year.
Yeah, that's the school that Sally used to work for, Sarah Collins. She had a student that needed a special aid, and she's only the third person ever in South Carolina to be trained. So she was taking care of a kid there for 4 years, and they finally moved out of state, so they didn't have any students for her this year, so she's doing a different job now.
I set up over there. They got two schools side by side and got the special needs stuff on one side and one building, and of course they kind of go back and forth. That's a nice school. It's a good school, too. We thought it was, anyway, compared to some of the other ones in our experience from years ago. And Fisher's a pretty good school, too. The granddaughter did volleyball this year. They got a terrible volleyball team. They didn't win a game, I don't think. But, my grandson does soccer and basketball. So, and I think next year that'll be her last year there. She'll go into the 8th, and they'll be coming in on the 6th. And I'm sixth grade, so they'll be together over there 1 year before she moves. That'll still make it pretty convenient, but I'm not sure what the deal on transportation is going to be with both parents working. You know, it can be a hassle sometimes.
What you mean is here. So, but all righty. Well, I heard you guys talking there, and I wanted to jump in and say hi. Like I said, I was tied up there for a little bit, but I knew Tom was going into Costco's or Sam's Club, one of the two. And so I figured I'd give you a jingle here and see what you were up to.
Again, recently, so I was going to have been keeping an ear out for you. And again, like I said, sometimes I don't turn the radio on first thing in the morning. It may be 9 or 10 o'clock before I turn it on. But I'm glad you gave me a shout and a good talk to you. Hope everything's going well for you. And I'll let you get back to whatever you were doing. And wife's calling me downstairs now so I can find out what's going on with the plans for the day. But good talking to you, Richard. Okay, 4JCA and 4DJC, 73.
KA3JCA. Clear and good to go have lunch with my wife.